This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I go hard, cuz. Hey, you guys. Hope you guys are doing good. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Make sure all my screens are up to par. All right, make sure everything is here. Y'all can see and hear me. All right, all right, all right. It looks like I'm not glitching either. God is good. Oh my goodness. Thank you guys for coming through. Child, it's been a long few days. I needed, again, some more time off. Hey, y'all. Okay, I see the comments. Right on time. It's a lot to talk about. Hopefully the screen is not freezing. It seems like StreamYard has been having some issues, but let me know if there's any glitches or if it's not working, let me know. But yes, there's a lot to talk about. This weekend, I had a good weekend. We were supposed to do a green room, but I had forgot. My son was in this king set he's been working on. I forgot it was this weekend, so I couldn't do it because we were focused on that. But it was beautiful. I had posted the video on Instagram, just like a boomerang of them dancing, and I'm proud of him. This has been like 3 months worth of work and them going to practice like twice a week to learn the dances. So it was dope. It was my first time ever at a Kinsay. So it was really nice. And his friend, she looked beautiful. She looked like a little Barbie doll. So it was amazing. But I'm still gonna, I might do the green room episode later on tonight. But we're gonna talk about Aaliyah. Lord, I don't, combine their damn names, honey. Aaliyah, R. Kelly, and Aaliyah. You know, her family ain't shit. After 20-some years, this is how you know the checks have stopped coming in. They're dropping an album, an Aaliyah album. And they got people on there like Chris Brown and a bunch of other artists that Aaliyah never even knew existed because they weren't here when she was here. I'm not here for the album. You know, this is all a money grab by Barry Hinkerson. So we're going to talk about it all, honey. Okay, we're going to talk about it. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about what's popping today. Let me go ahead here. Pull up, make sure all my screens are up. Oh, shit. Christopher sent me $5. He said, here's a tip for the tatas. You know, thank you. Thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate you. Noma Zulu says, YouTube be hating. I said reminder and it didn't come through. Thankfully, I remembered and caught the live. Love you, T. Love you, too. Thank you for coming through. Charity Williams says, love you, T. You look absolutely stunning in white. Thank you. And Jenna Boo sent $4.99. Thank you guys so much. Chad, you know how that goes. Is it freezing again or no? Okay, it's not? Okay. For some, if it's freezing for you, hit refresh. Try and refresh your screen if it's freezing for you. Cause I don't know what else to do at this point with YouTube and other issues. So if it's freezing, just refresh your screen. Okay, it's not freezing. Okay. I just want to make sure before I get started. TJ Senpai says, hey T, glad to see you on this beautiful afternoon. Please keep the educators in mind. It's getting wild in NYC with the mandates. Man, oh man. Thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate you. Yeah, certain cities, it's crazy with the mandates. We haven't been hit with any, even at the school. This year, they're making it optional if you want a mask or not. So, you know, I don't know. In certain cities, it's like mandatory masking. So it's like, it's just different rules all over the country. But child, just stay safe no matter where you're at and no matter what the mandates are. Stay safe, wash your hands, hand sanitizer, all that stuff. But thank you for the super chat. DNN says, may God bless you. Thank you so much, DN. I appreciate you. Curly Robinson sent a $9.99 super sticker. Thank you, Curly. Damia Black says, sending love from France. Oh my gosh, merci beaucoup. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. So y'all, it's a lot going on in these celebrity streets. Shout out to Marnell, honey, because she had to catch me up. Because like I said, I had a busy weekend. So she was catching me up on a lot of like the stuff that was going on that I missed. So, oh, hey, our friend Williams says, sending love from NOLA. Hey, boo. We're going to talk about NOLA, too. I hope you're safe. I know my shout out to my tea sippers in Mississippi, Louisiana. It's a lot going on down there right now. Make sure you guys prepare, because there's going to be more storms. It's going to be more stuff coming down the pipe. And it's like, it was really bothering me because we were just in New Orleans last weekend. You know, we just left. You know, me and my girl was talking about that. She called me yesterday. I was like, can you believe we was just down there? We was on Canal Street. I ran into some tea sippers and everything. On Canal Street, walking down Bourbon Street, tipsy, you know, having a good old funky time. You know what I'm saying? So to see it on the news and to see like the roofs and stuff that have just flown away on certain buildings is crazy. But we're going to talk about that. Yes, Mystique, it's definitely going to be a cold winter, honey. I see that in the comment section. So I want to come on here and talk about, damn, it's a lot to talk about. Who I want to talk about first? Let's see. Who's on the list first, honey? Ah, Summer Walker. Okay, we got to talk about the Summer Walker situation, okay? With her and London on the track. It's very funny how before she got pregnant by London, you know what I'm saying, they were doing pretty well. They were like, you know, couple goals for some of y'all. Never mind, because I don't do couple goals. But you know, a lot of people looked at them as couple goals. And then it seemed like ever since she got pregnant by him, everything has gone downhill. So today, she took to social media to let the whole world know that she has a ghetto baby daddy. Okay? And Summer Walker is mad and blasting London on the track. And London on the track has a lot to say back to Summer Walker as well. So let me go ahead. Y'all pull out y'all's tiny violins, honey. Because when the other baby mamas told her about them, they were in the wrong. They were hating. They didn't want to see him happy. And now she's getting the baby mama treatment. So it's unfortunate. Let me go ahead and share my screen real quick so we can see what the hell they're damn arguing about. All right. Get my reading voice together. So this is what Summer Walker wrote. She says, London's calling and DMing everyone around me because he blocked, talking about if you care about Summer, get that nigga away from her. So if anything happens to me, it was him. Ghetto baby daddy from hell. I be minding my business and never call him unless it's about the well-being of my child. Shake my head. Crazy mother effer. And that nigga has been raising your child since 2 months because you ain't shit and wouldn't help me. You need to stop threatening people and tell him thank you, fucking weirdo. Damn. Okay. All right. So she's upset. Then she goes on to say, and come get this car. I don't want nothing from you. This shit ain't even paid for. I like my cars paid off. Girl, bye. Like, if he's paying for it, what does it matter if it's paid off or not? You're not paying for it. So we're not going to do that because you weren't worried about it being paid off when he gifted it to you. You know, people love to shit on, you know, gifts when they don't want them no more. Like, we're not going to do that. I'll take a car even if it ain't paid off as long as that person's paying for it. So London on the track decided to respond. Yes, I see the tiny violins. Y'all not playing today. I see the violins, honey. So London says, shit's so goofy, shit ain't even funny. APT, I don't know what APT, I don't understand ghetto baby daddy language. Maybe y'all can write it in the comments. But he says, APT and I really be trying to spare Shotty because I understand her mental health ain't where it needs to be. But the lying shit gotta stop. Calling, DMing, who, for what? Post the current receipts if the shit's accurate. Don't lie. Plus my new woman ain't got no shit, ain't gonna go for no shit like that. So they're both trying to use their new relationships to throw it in each other's faces. Y'all peep that? Okay. So let me see. Oh, okay. At this point. Oh, okay. Thank you. Like I said, I don't speak ghetto baby daddy language. So thank y'all for breaking that down. I didn't know what he was trying to write. Okay. Then London on the track, he ends up saying, he says this, this shit about the truck. Hold up. This shit about the truck cute too. See, the way they write is just hard. That shit about the truck cute. Okay, whatever. I'm going to have somebody come get that shit tomorrow. Put the jury in the armrest. I don't want you to have nothing you don't want. Laughing, but very, very serious. I know what that means. Okay, I did get that acronym. I ain't going to keep playing with you on this internet. You still making payments on your ass and titties. Oh! Talking about a car, shaking my head. When me and you both know I can buy 5 Teslas. Ooh. Ooh. Damn, I didn't know you put your ass and titties on layaway. What if you miss a payment? They gonna come in and come and take them back and shit? What happens if you miss a payment? They gonna come in, take that fat out that ass? What are they gonna do if you miss a payment? Oh my gosh, I didn't know you could put your ass and titties on layaway. Bitch, you learn something new every day. Okay, so then he goes on to say, and all that deadbeat shit is so lame and cat. When you and everybody around me know how I am with my kids, it's a sad narrative created by hurt women, who also known I'm very active in all my kids' life. Hopefully you get the help you need, praying for you. Then he left a snake emoji. I don't know about y'all, but you know the snake emoji, that doesn't seem too Christ-like, sir, okay? Are you really praying for her? Or are you praying for her downfall? Because the snake emoji has me confused. So, child, both of these people are a hot damn mess. So then, of course, nobody at all. Da-da-da-da-da-da! Here come baby mama number 2 and 3 and whatever. I don't know how many damn baby mamas he got. But 2 different baby mamas, honey, ran to the shade room to you know, respond back to Summer Walker. Let me share y'all this screenshot here. Okay, this is the other baby mama. Her name is Ebony Ivory. She said, you made him bring me? Get the fuck on. You right, I was minding my business with my friends the other day and you wanted to see me so bad, you dirty roach. London had to lie to me to get me there. Then you, the only one mad, whining bitch. Me and London was laughing at your goofy ass then and now. Then she says, you just want to hate me so bad. I made him bring you to me so I could meet you and try to figure out your issues with me. And you still wanted to fight me for no reason. That was her response to the baby mama. Then the other baby mama says, Summer, you're a delusional ass little girl. You ran out the room whining, wig finna fly off, crying, cut it out. You in there singing me the same old song, trying to get London back. Should have thought about that before you put your whole pussy out there on the boat. You're despicably embarrassing. Now he a deadbeat because he don't want you. Mm. I'm here for all this back and forth. So then she says, don't nobody want to go to none of your holidays, weirdo. And Paris spends plenty of time with Bubbles away from your hot ass. Can't stay at the club. Paris watch Bubbles more than you do. I'm assuming Paris is the nanny, okay? So then she posted a picture of London on the track, son. He seems to have some type of disability. And she says, doesn't look like a deadbeat to me. So it looks like it's London on the track. He's there at some type of doctor's appointment with the baby. And then she replies back. This is Summer Walker replying back. She says, London, you're a pathological liar and a narcissist. Be gaslighting and everyone knows it. This could be all so simple. Stop sending threats to the people around me. Stop worrying about what we got going on over here. Just take care of your baby. That's it. I'm happy. Move on. I was literally minding my business. You know I don't call you or bother you unless it's for my child. And Ebony, laugh my ass off. You need meds. You was just crying about him not being there for you for 2 years and try to blame it on me when I was the main one always encouraging him to be with his children. But now I give him back and you still mad? It's giving me obsessive. That nigga obviously ain't hitting on shit because he still be bothering me. Okay, hun. So then the other baby mama, I don't really know these people's names. What's her name? Erica Racine. Okay, this is another. See, this is why y'all need to stop having all these damn kids by different people living in different households. This is just ridiculous. So now the other baby mama jumps in and she says this. All I'm saying is Deadbeat wouldn't have had his baby at a coke house, at a cokehead's house for 2 days while you was who knows where. Then she says, you can't give back what was never truly yours, with an upside down smiling emoji. Then she says, yes, my son was away from me. Yes, I wanted him back. Yes, I ranted until I got my son back from his dad and his family who had him. LOL, you're confusing the storyline. The deadbeat storyline is for people who have their kids with no help. So she eventually ends up going live and ranting. I'll play that in a second. I want to just kind of read some of y'all's comments here. You know, the whole situation to me is very interesting because for years, these baby mothers of his, even before he got with Summer Walker, they would blast him and say that he was a deadbeat. He wasn't taking care of their child. Have you seen London on the track? Because he's not on the track. We can't find him. Now all of a sudden that him and Summer Walker done broke up and Summer Walker's going through the same rigmarole. Now all of a sudden he's not a deadbeat. He's there. Oh, I just wanted my son back from him and his family. Well, it's called picking up the phone. It's not going to social media and blasting him. Pick up the phone and say, bring back my child. So it's very funny now how the baby mothers had clicked up against Summer Walker. All these people are just, they're all batshit crazy as far as I'm concerned in this particular situation. So let's see here. Marcus, the CEO, says, hey, good to see you, Auntie. Glad I caught a live. Blue hearts. Thank you so much, Marcus. Thanks for coming through. Poplife123 says, prayers to Nene and Greg. Love you, T. Love you, T. Love you, too. Excuse me. I heard about that, and I hope he ends up pulling through. I know Nene was saying that he's very, very sick. I met both Nene and Greg in 2019 when I went to her event in Miami, Florida, and Greg was, like, really cool, very nice man. So it's really sad to hear that he's sick, and I really hope that he pulls through. So thank you for that. Let's see here. Sunny O says, greeting from the UK, T. Bedtime over here, working tomorrow, but I will catch up later. Wishing you continued success. Thank you so much, and thanks for coming through. Appreciate you. Berica sent 15 and says, Aaliyah's uncle is for a money grab. I wonder if info about R. Kelly's first victim who disappeared will be mentioned during the trial. He funds the GDs, and some of them make money trafficking girls. Ooh. I didn't know he had a girl that disappeared. I'm gonna need you to call him and spill that tea when I go live on the Green Room. I didn't know about that, but I wouldn't be surprised. He's a very sick individual. I wouldn't be surprised at all. Let's see here. T sent $20. Thank you so much, TA. I appreciate you. Dorian sent $2, says illiterate. He's talking about London and them. Thank you so much, Dorian. John Wilkes sent $20, says, lovely T, have you seen Boys in the Hood lately? I was asking because I heard you was single. I have a birthday coming up and thought maybe I could do you like Ricky sometime, you know, drive by and blow your back out. Oh my gosh. What? Okay. That was interesting game. Thank you. That's kind of violent. Will you at least, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't just come and just beat my back out. You know what I'm saying? You gotta hook it all the way up. Like, what the hell? That's how y'all run game in 2021? I'm gonna drive by and beat your back out. Like, you know, I like my back beat, but you know what I'm saying? I like other stuff too. Like, you gotta rush and just, you know, you just gotta beat it up and run. Like, you gonna stay, you gonna spend the night, you just gonna beat it up and go. Yes, that was so aggressive. thank you so much for the super chat. Y'all are a mess. Oh, wait. But you know, he sounds like he could probably put it, you know, I'm just saying, he sounds like he could put it on me. I don't know. Damn, that was aggressive as hell. Shit, now I'm curious. Oh my gosh, y'all are a mess. Ronald Harvey said 10 and says, catching the live at my desk at a perfect time, watching the beautiful sexual chocolate spilling the tea. Shout out to the Discord Blue Gang. Thank you so much, Ronald. Thanks for coming through. I appreciate you. Let's see here. Draco and Kodak says, T, how do I get on the wait list for the Discord? As of now, I don't even know. It's so backed up. You know, I'm still slowly trying to go through emails because so many people have emailed. Everything is backed up right now. That's why I told people, if you get kicked out the Discord, if your card don't go through, unfortunately, you can't come back. Because I can't do the whole back and forth. You're here 1 month and then you're coming back a month later. It causes too much conflict with the system. It's easier when it's just newbies who've never been on there, sending them link. They can just go on. When it's people who've been removed and trying to come back, and we got to go through a whole process of, you know, reestablishing their account, unbanning them, you know, getting the bots off of them. It's just too much work. So right now, I'm just really trying to deal with the newcomers. So as far as the waitlist, honey, I really don't know because there's so many people. And for people, if you have not heard back from me and you're frustrated, I apologize, but I really have a lot going on. Feel free to just request your $5 back via PayPal and you will get it back. So don't think like, you know, I try to get on and I haven't heard from her. She took my $5. It's not that serious. People have requested their money back via PayPal and they've gotten it back. So if, you know, if it's taking too long, I apologize. Just request your money back and get the $5 back, okay? Because it's a lot going on, and we already have a full house on the Discord, but I'm trying to get a few more people on there. But it's a lot. It's a lot. And a lot of people who are causing the stress are the people who try to come back. It's causing just too much. It's too much. We'd rather just have the newbies, because a lot of people who come back, they come back 2, 3, and 4 times. And at this point, we've decided after 3 times, you just can't come back. You can't come back. Okay? Because there's people who've been on there a year, and they've never... nothing. They've never missed a payment. Their card has never had any issues. So I just don't want it to keep being a revolving door of people. So yes, just feel free. If you have not heard back from me, if you feel like it's taking too long, just hit up PayPal, get your $5 back. But if not, you know, I'm still going through the list of people from the past month. But also remember that I moved. So I've been having to focus on moving and unpacking and all that stuff. So there we go. All right. Let's see here. Ravon Hutchison says, hey, T, I sent you a message on Facebook. LOL, something I want to discuss with you when you have a chance. I love you, T. I don't run my Facebook page, so it's somebody else that runs it, so I didn't see the message. If I have time, I'll try and check it, but yeah, I don't run my Facebook page. I don't even run my Twitter. I don't deal with those sites because I do run my Instagram. That is me on Instagram. But even on Instagram, I don't even use it like that. Just because these social media sites are mean to me. So at this point, I'm over most of the social media sites and I just rather be in the Discord. But if your name is Rayvon, I'll look and see if that brings it up. But other than that, yeah, it's not me. So if you're emailing on Facebook and you're not getting a response, that's because I don't run the Facebook page. Let's see here. Jay Mako says, hey, T, I hope all is well with you. My birthday was yesterday. It was lit. Stay blessed and safe. That's what's up. Happy belated birthday. I hope you enjoyed your day. I'm James Brown. I know you must get that all the time. As soon as you see your name, they was like, I feel good. All right, he said $5. He says, hit the like button, y'all. Yes, please hit the like button.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Oh, shit, I see a bunch of trucks. Is Agent Matt in here? Or are y'all saying Agent Matt should come because of that other super chat? Y'all are a mess. I'm laughing like at all these truck emojis. Basically, they're trying to say that Agent Matt is going to come for John Wilkes. Watch out for Agent Matt. That's our resident trucker. They call him Uncle Matt, honey. Okay, so now let me go ahead and play you guys Summer Walker's response. She got tired of all the baby mamas, you know, the baby mama brigade coming after her, running on the track, you know, going off on her. So she decided to reply back. Child. Y'all just watch her shit. I'm just like, whatever. She was like, oh, leave me alone. Leave me alone. So this is her replying back.
Erica, Ebony, London, they don't bother me. Leave me alone. Y'all was fucking terrorizing me for 2 years, bro, because I was with a nigga. I gave him back for the same reasons y'all were fucking terrorizing me for 2 years. Oh, let me eat shit. Oh, let me bitch. I tried as best as I could to keep him involved with his chosen path. And y'all try to blame me for it. I have nothing to do with it. But now that I gave him back, why are y'all still fucking with me? Leave me alone, bro. I don't know what y'all think this is. But we're not doing this for the next 18 years, bro. We're not doing this for the next 18 years. I try to be cool with all y'all. I try to be the big happy family shit. Try to, you know, have everybody come over for Christmas. Everybody come over for Thanksgiving. I try to do all that shit. Y'all didn't want to fuck with me. I mean, you told me I tried to meet you. You wouldn't meet me. You just wanted to talk shit for 2 years. I had him. I told him, bring her here. I want to talk to her. Brought you here, she didn't even tell you I was there, he was mad, and we talked. I'm like, sure, yeah, I have no problem with you. I want to be good. Let's, you know, our kids, they can grow up together. I can't wait till she, parents come over to the playroom, blah, blah, blah. Nah, bitch, because you was fucking my baby daddy. You still wanted to fight. I don't want to fight any of those. I don't get anything from this. Y'all do. Y'all cop chasers. I look crazy right now. I get absolutely nothing from this. I was supposed to have my child, be married, like that nigga said he would do, and carry on with my career silently. But no, I have to keep dealing with you hoes. Leave me alone, bro. I don't want to talk to you. Keep me out your mouth. We have nothing to discuss. You told me to leave you alone. You don't want to be on that family shit. So cool, bro. I have no problem with y'all, bro. Leave me alone, bro. I'm saying one more time. Leave me alone. Me alone. Leave me alone. And that's the London, bro. Leave me alone too, bro. Leave me alone, bro. It is so funny that I went on a date. With the stepfather of your child, because you would, okay, all right. I went on a date, and the next day I get all these threats and shit. Leave me alone. You didn't want to do what you had to do. You didn't want to step up. So now leave me alone. All of you, I'm not fucking with any of y'all. We know how to do this for the next 18 years. I'll say it one more time. So if I see anything else on Shade Room, if I get any more calls, if I get any more threats, if I get anything else from any of you people, it's just pure obsession, bro. I don't know how many times. Leave me alone. Leave me alone, bro. Leave me alone. Leave me alone, bro. I'm giving a car back. I'm giving a car back today. Maybe he'll give it to one of you hoes. I don't care. I don't want nothing to do with this man. I'll give you hoes the jury. I'll give you hoes everything. Just leave me alone, bro. You got the nigga back. There's no reason to even be talking about me. I'm not bitter, love. He bothers me. I was fine. I don't call that man. I don't call y'all. Why are we here right now? I did not get it.
I'm here, bro. I'm sorry. She's stupid. Leave me alone. What? Leave me alone. Hey, leave me alone. Hey, leave me alone. What? Leave me alone. Hey, leave me alone. What? Leave me. Like, girl, shut up. We get it. Like, what the hell's wrong with her? I couldn't watch anymore. When she got the girl making by the bathtub and dancing and kicking her foot out, leave me alone. What? Somebody needs to remix that shit. She's a trip. Now, the thing that's funny about this is if you really wanted him to leave you alone, you would have took it to social media. Okay? So that's the thing. Like, they didn't bring this stuff up. You brought this up. You started this whole drama this morning on social media with him. So then you can't then play victim and say, leave me alone. Anything, leave us alone. We ain't trying to hear this shit. We got other things going on in the world. But you know what I'm saying? So you're harassing us at this point. Leave us alone. We don't want to have anything to do with this fucking thing. I'm like, how you gonna start a bunch of mess and then remix your own song and then play victim and say, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Like they just attacked her out the blue when she started all of this on social media this morning. If anything, they should be saying, leave them alone. So the whole situation is a mess. Hopefully they'll leave her alone, okay? Leave her alone. Leave her alone. Hopefully they'll leave her alone so that way she can stop bothering us with this mess. But I feel like, I don't know, I feel like she be going through stuff. There was a video, or let me see if I still have it. It was on Twitter. Let me see if I can find this. I was in the Summer Walker hashtag on Twitter. Child. Whoo. She was like, oh, no plates, no problem. And the girl was, did y'all see that picture? She was eating out of a dustpan. Let me see if I can find it. She was eating out of a dustpan. And people was looking at her like, what the hell is wrong with Summer Walker? And then there was another one where she had the baby and she's like doing her hair. She's eating bread. The baby's playing with the cord of the blow dryer. She's just doing a lot. Let's see here. Let me see if I can find it. But she was literally eating out of a dustpan. So everybody was clowning her about that earlier. Like, what is she doing? Why is she doing this? Like, here goes one of the pictures. I'm gonna see if I can find the video. But she was like drinking out of like a measuring glass. She was just doing like some real weird shit. Here it is. So here's the video of her and the baby. I'm gonna try and find the dustpan one. But I don't know what's going on with her. Okay, so this is the video with her and her baby. She's saying that she's multitasking. I don't want that music play. But did y'all see what she was drinking? People thought it was oil. It might have been apple juice. But it's like she's eating on top of the baby's head. The baby is grabbing this little cord right here. I don't know. Just kind of like disturbing when I was watching. Like, you know, just you want to be careful. And then I don't know if she's using, I think she's using a blow dryer. But it's like, what if you drop it? It's not multitasking. The baby doesn't have to be there. The baby can be in a high chair. Or how about just doing your hair when you have some time, when you're not having to attend to the baby. Like, it's not multitasking because the baby is holding onto a cord and he could snatch that out of your hand and then it could drop on the baby. Oh, is it a, sorry, it's a girl. She could snatch the cord and it could fall on her head. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I don't know what's up with that. But it was, I'm trying to see if I can find it. She was like eating out of a dustpan. It was so weird. She like cooked a whole meal. I don't know. If I find it, I'll show it to y'all. I don't want to keep scrolling. Yeah, it's a blow dryer. But the thing is, you know, babies are strong. I have had babies snatch my wig off my head. You know, babies rip on some shit. Like, damn. Babies are strong as hell. So that's the thing. With the baby holding on to it, you know, the baby could rip it and pull it down and yank it. And it could catch her off guard. And it could fall on the baby's head. You know, you don't need to do your hair with the baby on the lap. You know, you just want to be careful. So that's all I'm saying. Babies are strong. I had a few of my nieces and nephews that have snatched up a few of my damn wigs. I'm like, damn, leave me alone. You know, they get that hair. They're not trying to let go. My sons used to do that too. Babies will drag the hell out of you. So that's why I was kind of nervous when I seen the baby pulling on the extension cord, because I didn't want the baby, you know, dropping something on the tit. But yeah, it was just weird. It was like this dustpan. It was out there. The food looked gross. And she was like, I don't have dishes. But I'm like, even if you don't have dishes, who eats out of a dust? I would never even think to put anything in a dustpan. I'm like, what in the witch? Is this a witch's brew? Like, who eats out of a dustpan? It was just weird. Let me see if I can put in dustpan and see if it comes up. Because y'all had to say, they were dragging her about this earlier. They're like, why is she eating out of a dustpan? See, now it's not coming up. You know, like with Twitter, you got to like catch stuff right when you see it. And then sometimes because people are updating and commenting, then things get pushed down to the bottom or deleted. But if y'all find it, she made a bunch of food in a dustpan, and she's talking about she ran out of dishes, and the food just looked real, real bad and unappealing. Oh God, I can't wait till we get the summer. Y'all be going in on this girl, child. They be going in on her. But yeah, so that's the extent of the Summer Walker drama. You know, she's mad at her baby's father. She feels like he's harassing her and her new boyfriend and all this stuff. And, oh, here it is. I found it. Here it is. Found it. Let me show y'all this picture. I just kept scrolling and scrolling. All right, look at this. Tell me what y'all think. She wrote, no plates, no problem. And this is legit cooked food, not food that's fallen and swept up. How is this? It's just gross. I don't care if these dustpans were brand new from Home Goods. You don't put food on a dustpan. So they were dragging her. So I don't know if there's, I'm no psychologist, honey. It's not my place to diagnose anybody with anything. But I don't know if maybe she's going through some postpartum or, you know, just going through some issues. When I seen that was kind of disturbing. And after that, I have a little fork. Had a little fork right there. Like it was a damn plate. Had a little fork plate, you know, perfectly placed and shit on the dustpan. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I don't know what's going on with Miss Walker. I like her. I just feel like she's going through some things. And then she posts that on social media, then she gets mad when people drag her. So yeah, that when I seen that, I was like, that doesn't look appealing at all. At all. And I hope she's not feeding the baby from a dustpan. The baby does not need to eat from a dustpan. Whatever adults choose to do, that's your business. But let that baby be okay. Feed that baby food from a nice clean jar or bowl, okay? Not from a dustpan. Drea G sent $10, says, give Summer a break. Postpartum is a doozy. Drag London too. Yeah, that's what I just said. I don't want to diagnose her. Maybe she does have postpartum. But, you know, I don't get the whole putting food on a plate. That's really disturbing. You know, so whatever she's going through, I hope she gets some help. I hope her family is watching this, because that to me looks like a cry for help. Because that's not normal. Putting cooked food on a plate. So let's see here. CNJ Family Show says, I feel like she did it for attention. Maybe she did. You know, you never know with these celebrities, honey. Somebody called it dishwasher lasagna. Y'all in the comments wilding out. Oh my goodness. Yeah, she's, I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on with her, why she would post that, but she was getting drug about that earlier today on social media. So now let's see, I've been on here for, dang, almost 40 minutes. Time be flying, honey. My youngest starts school in 2 days, so I have to go take him school shopping. He done outgrew everything. So we got to go get him some clothes in a bit. Child, these kids. And then, you know, once they get to a certain age, it's grown men prices. Ain't no damn, you know, kids prices no more. You shopping for grown men sizes and everything. Why do men's jeans cost so much? Because, you know, as you go to the store, you know, females, you get jeans for like $10, $15, maybe $20. You know, if you're not into a bunch of high-end shit. But guys, it can be generic jeans from Walmart. Them bitches start at 35 and up. Expensive-ass jeans. Let's see here. So I want to talk about... I'm going to say the Kanye for last. Let's talk about Erica Mena and Safari. Because I want to talk about the whole, my thoughts with the whole hurricane. So I'm going to say that towards the end. Because y'all know when I go deep, they start messing with my stream. So I'm going to say the Kanye hurricane stuff towards the end. So let's talk about Erica Mena and Safari. So what's going on right now is that I think Safari, as much as I love me some Safari, he's starting to regret what he's done to get his attention. So, as we all know, Safari has been called out on social media by Erica Mena, basically for abandoning her during, like, the end of her pregnancy. You know, they're trying to go to file a divorce. Initially, she said she didn't want him there. He was fighting to be there. And then I guess the baby was premature. He ended up in ICU. He was kind of sick. And then all we saw from Safari was him posting pictures on vacation for his birthday. And then that's when Erica Mena came out and accused him of cheating with, what's her name, Kaylin Garcia. And so he said that he wasn't cheating with her. And then he ended up bouncing to Jamaica. And he was in Jamaica for like damn near 2 weeks, if not longer. And so every time he posts a picture, a video, folks will be dragging Safari. I'm talking about going in on him, saying you need to be with your child. You're immature. How dare you not be there for Erica? She's in the ICU with your child, or the NICU, excuse me, with your child. And so I think at this point it's gotten to Safari because he went off today. And I don't feel bad for him at all. So this is what Safari took to Twitter to say. I kind of wrote it in order, but I'm going to show you his Twitter. He was going off. Give me just a second here. So this is his Twitter. So he was going off earlier today about everything. So let me go ahead and read this to you here. He says, I'm sick of this fake ass narrative like I'm a deadbeat. I don't want a treat for being with my kids, but don't act like I'm not with my kids because y'all don't see it. My kids live in a mansion and that's because of me. I'm with them all the time. So just to give y'all a backstory of that situation, and I'm gonna go back and read. The reason why he's upset is because he had posted some video, the shade room posted, and people were dragging him because it just looked so contrived. The whole, let me see if I can find the picture. Everything looked really contrived. Both the babies are asleep on his chest, and there's one where the daughter's sleeping and he's feeding the little boy. And it's like, well, who's taking this picture? Like, who's recording all of this? Like, you're just doing it for the gram to show people that you're in your kids' life after, you know, not being there earlier in the months. So let me show y'all this video here. So this is what he's talking about. This is the video with him and the babies. They're so cute. I miss when they're that young. And when babies are asleep, it's the best. They look so innocent in their sleep. And let them wake up. Stay in shit. Oh, he got music playing. So this is the other one. He's feeding the baby. And then Sophia, she's sleeping. And I think the little boy's name is Legend, the little baby. He's so adorable. So basically people were like, what is this? Like, why do you have to prove that you're actually being a father on social media? Why you all of a sudden now you're trying to post all these pictures with your kids when you haven't been there for them over the past few months? So let me finish reading to you guys what he said on Twitter. Then he went on to say, I don't need or want sympathy from anybody. But before you wonder about how my relationship with my kids is, just know that they're on their way to a great childhood. Y'all believe this shit. Y'all believe this TV shit if you want. But a lot of y'all don't have common sense. So I get it. But damn. So basically, let me show y'all the stream. He's going off. He's upset because people are like, you know, dragging him. So then he goes on to say, I'm sick of this fake ass narrative too. Like I'm a deadbeat. Hold up. I read that one. Okay, this is one. He says, who on this earth can live with someone who's 6 months pregnant and not know, dumbasses? I do more than a lot of y'all women's baby daddies who go months and weeks without seeing or doing anything for their kids, dumbasses. I'm gonna go back to watching Cloud Babies. Then he goes on to say, I have a 7-figure mortgage that's not gonna pay itself. So unless y'all opinions start paying, go suck on something. Or I'ma go back to the I'ma go back to word party. Go hell, bad mind. So, you know, he's upset. He's cussing folks out in Jamaican, in patois. So he, you know, he's mad, but my thing is this, Safari. As much as you know, I do like Safari. I think he's a nice person. The problem is, this is what happens when you, quote unquote, sell your soul to reality television. Now, I remember having a conversation with people on Telegraph when we watched the whole Erica Mena and Safari debacle, when she's sitting there telling Safari that she's pregnant and Safari gets upset. He walks off. He jumps in his car or some little go-kart and drives off. But if you clearly watch the show, you can tell this woman is pregnant. It just didn't make any sense. I'm like, so am I the only one who can tell that Erica's clearly several months pregnant? How can I, the viewer, I'm only 10 minutes into the show and I can see her belly. But you mean tell me that the person that she's married to, living with, had no idea for 6 months that she was pregnant? But see, this is what happens when people try and do stupid shit to try and get clicks, views, go viral, you know, create a storyline on social media. And then when it backfires, because you do have a segment of the population who believe the bullshit, now he doesn't want any parts of it. But you and Erica Mena put that nonsense out there. When either one, you didn't have to do a reality TV show, or you could have just kept it real and been like, yeah, I've been known she's pregnant. She's my wife. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Am I supposed to believe that they didn't sleep with each other? They never saw each other naked, nothing for 6 months? You know, so for him to be upset, you can't be upset when you put the fakeness on TV. You can't be upset when you sat here and you perpetuated the nonsense. And you allow her to, you know what I'm saying, spin the narrative that you were a deadbeat baby's dad. You guys did all this stuff to go viral for clicks and for views. And now that you don't like that stigma, because that's not a good persona to have. That's not a good reputation to have. You know what I'm saying? That's why right now nobody believes that London on the Track is a decent father, because for so long his other baby's mothers were saying that he was a deadbeat dad. And now that he's not with Summer Walker, now he's Father of the Year. Well, nobody believes it because the narrative that was already out there about him. And so now Safari's dealing with the same thing. He doesn't like it. And so you can't get mad at us. You can't tell us to go suck our mother and all that stuff and call us blood clots. You can't get mad at the audience, Safari. You have to be mad at yourself because you helped to perpetuate the lie. You can't be okay with the lie when there's a check to be had and you're trying to pay your 7-figure mortgage. But then when the lie comes back to bite and people are basically attaching this lie and this persona to you, you can't then turn around and get mad at the audience because you fed them that lie. You know, it's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. Shout out to all my Jamaicans. I see the flags in the chat. Yes, not blood clot. You know, you can't be cussing us out and stuff. Fuck that. You put yourself in that situation, Safari. Can't get mad now. That man's a whole mess. Let's see here. Luna Galaxy, she sent 15. She says, finally caught alive. It's been a while. I work third shift, sending love. Thank you so much. I appreciate you for coming through. L. Curry sent $1.99. Thank you, L. Curry. Appreciate you. Rosina sent $5. Says, I hope all is well, and I'm glad to have caught a live. I will watch the playback after I finish my work tasks for the day. All right. Thank you so much for coming through. Shy B. Sent 5 says, is someone with severe anxiety, Summer seems to continuously draw attention to herself. I forgot about that. Well, isn't that when she was saying she didn't want to hug her fans and she didn't want people getting too close to her? She wants the money, but don't touch her. You stay right there, bitch. You don't get right. The lines are drawn, but I'll take that check. Okay, because she was saying she had really bad anxiety. Yeah, most people with anxiety, they don't really like a lot of attention. They don't really like taking things to social media. So I don't. Maybe her anxiety is gone. Maybe she feels better because this was a few years ago. So, you know, who knows? But thank you for the super chat. Let's see here. Tara C says, happy Monday, T. Hope all is good for you and yours. Thank you so much. It is. We're hanging on there. You know, just trying to make it day by day. It's a lot going on, but I'm just trying to stay positive. So thank you so much. And I hope everything is going well in your life as well. Drea G says, oh, okay, I read that earlier. Thank you, Drea. Malaysia says, apparently she's never heard of Dollar Tree. I don't know. Who I heard of the Dollar Tree? I shop there. Raise a hand if you shop at the Dollar Tree. Shit, I do. I love me some Dollar Tree trinkets. That's why I get everybody's cards straight from the Dollar Tree. I'm not spending $5 on a birthday card. It's coming from the Dollar Tree. And they have really nice cards. Don't knock them. They got real pretty cards with glitter. And, you know, they got a lot of nice stuff at the Dollar Tree, honey. Let's see here. Poetic Melody says, Summer needs to do a Sierra and level up and find her a Russell Wilson ASAP. Yeah, that'd be nice. You know, if she can find somebody, you know, on that level. Thank you for the super chat. Huffy Puff sent a $5 sticker, said, good job. Okay, good. A lot of people shop at the Dollar Tree. I know that's right. No shit in my game, honey. I love the Dollar Tree. Rhonda S sent $9.99. She says, hey, T, I'm only my second time catching a live, even though I'm late, but I've been watching you for a few years. I love your vibe. Keep being you. God bless. Thank you so much. And I'm happy you're able to catch this live. I appreciate you for coming through. So thank you for the super chat. It's still me. Kaina sent 3. Let's see here. Marvin D sent 10 says, hey, sis, looking gorgeous as always. I'm watching you on my last break of the day. That's what's up, and thank you for coming through. I appreciate that. So, you know, like I said, the whole situation with Safari and Erica, they made their bed, and now they have to lie in it. So, unfortunately for him, people are going to continuously attack him, and they're going to feel like him, you know, showing his parenting skills is disingenuous because of everything we're watching on television. And a lot of folks, for whatever reason, they believe whatever they see on reality television. So that is why you have to be careful with the imagery and the way that you represent yourself. You know, because before this, nobody looked at him as a deadbeat dad. You always saw him with the little girl and taking pictures and stuff like that. So I just don't understand why they felt the need to make up this storyline of him not knowing she was pregnant and, you know, him looking like this horrible husband and father. I just feel like all money's not good money. And if they have to taint your character and make you look, you know, worse than you actually are, that's not a good look. And that might not be the show for you. Because if Mona Scott and all these people really cared about you, why would they want to sully your reputation? Because he's never had a reputation of being a fuckboy until this season of Real Housewives. I mean, Real Housewives, child. It's when they're at TV shows of Love and Hip Hop. Can't even keep up. Between this, Real Housewives, Married to Medicine, a lot to keep up with. Let's see here. Okay, Kat got your tongue. Says she means Summer ain't heard of the Dollar Tree to go buy some plates, I think. Thank you for the super chat. Okay, now that makes sense because I'm just like, huh? I don't remember saying anything about the Dollar Tree. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, even if you have it, if who the heck, you can get plates at damn Walmart for 99 cents. Dollar Tree, 99 cents. A pack of plastic plates, paper plates, 99 cents. There's never an excuse to eat out of a dustpan. So I think she does stuff for like social media attention. So yes, I agree with that person. Dollar Tree, Dollar General will have all your needs suffice. Period, point blank. All right, let's see here. What's up, Ngozi? Hey, sis. She says, hey, T, mommy, you over here looking like a chocolate bar. Thank you. She says, at work now, but I'll catch the playback. Love you. Love you too, sis. And thank you for coming through. I appreciate you. So let's see here. We got to get on this Kanye situation, okay? I've been on here already an hour. Oh, my goodness. And the connection is good. Ooh. It's nice outside. It's all sunny. Oh, my God. I don't even want to leave. Okay, so let's talk about Kanye. So before I go there with Kanye, right? Y'all gonna be like, oh, here goes T with her conspiracies reaching again. But follow me. Follow. Okay, so it's the 16-year anniversary of Katrina, right? On the 16th year anniversary of Katrina, Hurricane Ida hit New Orleans. What else was significant that happened around the time of Katrina? Remember, that whole situation went on for like a week or two. You know, nonstop coverage back in 2005. Who remembers the most controversial moment besides people being on the roof and people, you know, dying in the water and the whole Superdome fiasco? It was Kanye West saying on September 2nd, 2005, because I was pregnant at the time, so I was glued to the damn couch, okay? Y'all be talking about these pandemic babies are different? Shit. Them damn Katrina babies, them is a different breed. Anybody who was pregnant during Katrina or had little kids during Katrina, them kids were tough. Them babies had to wade through alligator water and all types of just sewage. Them Katrina babies are tough, okay? And the folks who were pregnant, you know what I'm saying, living in the South and dealing with, you know, that hurricane season was horrible. We dealt with everything from Katrina to Ophelia with so many damn names. They had to start using, like, the Greek letters. Yeah, them Katrina babies, they ain't no damn joke. Y'all talking about these damn pandemic babies, okay. So anyways, back to the Katrina situation. So remember, Kanye West, around that time, came out and said that George Bush doesn't care about black people. He went viral. That's when the rest of America really got to be introduced to Kanye West. You know, black America knew him, but most white folks didn't know who the hell Kanye West was. But that's when he really was out there in the forefront. So I find it very, very interesting that on the 16-year anniversary, okay, and I'm just taking this week in general, you have Kanye dropping an album. You have Ida, Hurricane Ida, hitting New Orleans, Louisiana, you know, the whole surrounding area, just like it happened 16 years ago. Because think about it. Kanye could have dropped. Is my stream glitching? Uh-oh. Now that I'm talking some real shit, now it's glitching. Am I frozen? Okay, I think it's working now. Okay. Spin says you're spot on. T, my feelings exactly. Thank you. I just feel like it's just very interesting to me because Kanye West could have dropped his album any other time. He could have dropped it a month ago. He could have dropped it in October. But he's dropping it around the same time as the whole Katrina thing that went down, right? And then you have Hurricane Ida. I just don't believe in a lot of coincidences. And outside of Hurricane Katrina, Kanye was one of the most talked about things around that time. So anyways, Donda's released. My son is like the biggest, my oldest son. He's a huge Kanye West fan. It's one of his favorite artists. So he's like, Kanye, the Donda album finally dropped. Did you hear it yet? And I was like, no, because I'm over it. Okay? Y'all remember me posting about 2-3 weeks ago, staying up and shit, waiting for Kanye to drop his damn album, and he didn't drop it. So after that, I was just like, you know what, at this point, I'm just kind of over it. You know, when I get around to listening to, you know, the Donda album, I will. I tried to eventually listen to the one song. He was chanting Donda. It was like this weird chant. I just tuned off. So I said, I'm going to have to listen to it when I just had time to listen to it. So I only got past the chanting. But anyhow, child, Kanye's ass is out here getting cussed out. Chris Brown went off on him. Soulja Boy is dragging Kanye. Plus, people were really mad at him because he brought out Marilyn Manson during his album listening party, and he also brought out DaBaby. So a lot of people are really upset with him because they feel like, okay, you're doing another Donda listening party, and of all the people that you could have brought out, you brought out DaBaby. When initially he had took DaBaby off of his one song, I forgot what the song was called. He took DaBaby off, put Jay-Z on there, and then people are saying that he's not taking Jay-Z off and putting DaBaby back on that song. But it caused a lot of backlash because if you guys also don't know, Marilyn Manson has been accused by up to four women of S assault and the R word. Okay? So people were really pissed off that he's rubbing shoulders with Marilyn Manson. Let me just show y'all some of these pictures really quick here. Give me just a second. Okay, here we go. So this is him, Marilyn Manson, and DaBaby. And they're on stage together. They're joining him. So a lot of folks really felt a way about this situation. So anyhow, after that was all said and done, he ends up dropping Donda. Chris Brown takes to social media, and he ended up writing this. So Chris Brown writes, Kanye a ho-ho. That was a tongue twister, Chris Brown. So he calls him a hoe, and then he deleted it. You know, they let a post and delete shit. You cannot post and delete. Once you post it, we screenshot it and got it for life. I hate when celebrities try and post and then run and delete shit. So he called Kanye a hoe, and everybody was like, well, damn, what Kanye do? Did he fuck your baby mama? What happened now? Well, come to find out, Chris Brown was on one of Kanye's songs, and when he went to download the Donda album, he didn't hear his song. He didn't hear his verse. He didn't hear anything. So people were like, okay, well, we're sorry, Chris. You know, maybe next time. Well, then the same thing happened to Soulja Boy. And Soulja Boy wasn't as nice. Soulja Boy went the hell off. So let me show y'all what Soulja Boy had to say. So Soulja Boy says, here's my remote control verse. Fuck Kanye, hashtag Donda. I'm just gonna play like literally a snippet. Oh, it's muted, hold on. Okay, that's enough. That's enough, that's all y'all get. Then he goes on to say, go have another rant, pussy ass nigga. You need help at Kanye West. You ain't have to call me in the first place. Who the fuck you think you is, nigga? I sound so tough. Then he goes, that nigga Kanye so pussy, lame ass nigga, thought he could be the president. Go sit your goofy ass down somewhere. That's why Ho don't fuck with you, you weirdo. Damn. He going in. Then he says, I'm God, you a bitch, Kanye West. And if you got a problem with that, I'm saying I'll knock you out, my nigga. Ooh. Then he says, Rick and Morty, Donda album. Then he says, bitch ass nigga at Kanye West. At least he ain't shy. You know how people be trying to do stuff, but they be scared to add people. They just be talking shit on the low. Oh, punk ass nigga. Not Soulja Boy. He's at him, hashtagging Donda and everything. He's letting Kanye West know how the hell he feels. And I ain't mad at him. Don't waste my damn time, bitch. I got shit to do too. Now, let me go ahead and read some chats. Mimi SM499, she says 85,000 views, only 2,000 likes. The math is not adding up. Smash the like button, family. Thank you so much, Mimi. I appreciate you. Yes, if you're enjoying the stream, we got over 9,000 people watching. Hit that like button, please. Thumbs up the video. I'm Black Rose, sends $70. She says blessings from London. Thank you so much, sis. I appreciate you. Let's see here. Andrea B says, just got off work. I'll catch the playback to see what I missed. Sending love, and your son looks so handsome at the party. By the way, Costco girl was apparently a hoax by the lady who recorded it. Ooh. Wow. Thank you for that update, Andrea. And yes, my son, honey, he looks so grown. Like, it was just so sweet to see him just dressed up. You know, I'm so used to seeing him in athletic wear and, you know, playing basketball. But to, like, watch him dance, never seen him dance like that before. You know, and they did, like, a hip-hop number. They did the waltz. Like, he did his thing. I'm proud of him. So thank you so much, sis. I appreciate you. Let's see here. But Erica sent 15. She says, Kanye claims to be a Christian with the whole gospel album and tour. Now he's hanging with Marilyn Manson, a Satanist. I'm giving him the side eye. You better preach. I was going to go there. Give me just a second. We're going to talk about that more. Monique Lowell. Oh, my gosh. Monique said $199. Monique, thank you so much. You always look out for me during my live streams. I really, really appreciate you, sis. Thank you. Yes, I thought that was so disturbing, too, because my thing is, like I always say, you can't serve two masters, right? And this is not about judging. So please don't go, oh, you're judging people. People have the right to be a Satanist and, you know, whatever. You do what you want to do. But then I'm like, you can't. You're not about to be in my house fucking eating chicken on a good Sunday evening after church. You know what I mean? Like, you can practice what you want to practice. That doesn't mean that I have to, like, work with you or co-sign you. You can live in peace. I'm not going to bother you. I'm not going to harass you. But are we going to kick it tough? No, we have nothing in common. I don't worship Satan. Sorry. You know, that's the stuff that I don't understand. And I can see why Soulja Boy is mad, too, because it's like, you got this Satanist up there, Mr. Good Christian, and you got him on stage. You got him as an opening act. You done hit me and Chris Brown up. Soulja Boy, let me see if I can find his text message, because he was showing the text messages that Kanye sent him. See if I can find the text. And in the text messages, Kanye's hitting him up, asking him, you know what I'm saying, can he fly into town and do all this and that? And he did that on behalf, you know, just because he looked up to Kanye and he really respects Kanye. So for Kanye to not reciprocate that and to not appreciate that, I understand why Soulja Boy is pissed off. And, you know, on top of him being a Satanist or whatever he wants to worship this week, he's also, he's facing all these allegations on Essesaw. Let me show y'all this. So it's just like, it's not a good look. I mean, there's a lot of women that's come out saying things. Now they're saying here, Smithline is the fourth woman to sue the rock singer after Game of Thrones actress Esme Bianco, Warner's former personal assistant Ashley Walters, and a woman who has chosen to remain anonymous. Many of their allegations are of a similar nature, including claims of sexual and physical abuse. In total, more than a dozen women have come forward with allegations against the musician, including his ex-fiance, Evan Rachel Wood. Since then, his record label and booking agent and manager have severed ties with him. Planned appearances on TV shows American God and Creepshow have also been scrapped. So if Hollywood is washing their hands of Marilyn Manson, it's very strange that Kanye West had no problem bringing him on the stage. And this is not anybody, like I can see even DaBaby, right? They're both hip hop, they're both black men. I can even see that connection. What is your connection to Marilyn Manson, Kanye? Besides you just wanted attention. They're like, we've never seen them hanging out before. I've never seen him with their daughter at Northwest's birthday parties. Like, Marilyn Manson doesn't hang around the Kardashian clan. So why was he there? Again, I just feel like it was just for attention. You know, that's why he's there. So let me see if I can find these Soulja Boy text messages. His ass went off. He was bringing the receipts. He wasn't here for like none of the stuff that Kanye was doing. Let's see, Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, tell him. Where's it at? Okay. No, those are not. That's Chris Brown. They were on Twitter. I'm trying to see. Okay, is this it? That's some of it. But basically, he had the whole text exchange with him and Kanye, and that's what I'm trying to find. Everybody's showing that dry ass recording from the studio. Let me see if the shade room has it. Because basically he was showing like the receipts that he wasn't clout chasing and that Kanye reached out to him first. Let's see, it might be on here. I don't know. Y'all probably gonna have to find it. I'm gonna try one more site to see if it comes up. I'm gonna see if this other site has it. Cause there's been a few people calling out Kanye West. Okay, maybe this website has it. Okay, yep, this website has it. Okay, let me show y'all this. Okay, so these are the text messages here. So he says, this nigga Kanye, shake my head. Tell homie don't hit my phone no more. Then he says, shit crazy, you in Atlanta? He says, thanks fam, nah, I'm in LA. Then he says, can you come to Atlanta? Soulja Boy says, depends. When and what for my birthday in 2 days, doing a party here. Then he says, we're here for another 10 days and happy birthday. Then he says, and my new album. Then he says, Jay, how are the fam? Love you too, bro. Thanks, that means a lot coming from you. Then he says, hard, I'm on the tour bus back home in LA at 6 a.m. Then he says, yo, it's Yee. I love you, brother. You're a genius. Wanna work with you on a new Gap campaign and my new album. So they're kind of out of sync, but basically, long story short, Kanye reached out to Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy did not reach out to Kanye. He didn't beg to be on his album. Kanye reached out to him. So I can understand him being very upset, because if somebody's reaching out to you and they're asking you to, one, fly into where they're at, come to their studio, you know, bring your energy and, you know, your lyricism, not saying he's the best lyricist, but Soulja Boy definitely has some bops. He's definitely a good producer. You know, he's definitely put, you know, work in the game. And then to do all that last minute, because it's not like he asked him months in advance. He asked him that last minute, because this album was supposed to have been out. So Soulja Boy decided to do it, look out for him, and who knows if he got paid. He may not even got paid. He may just did it on the strength of that's Kanye, and this would be a good look to have me on Kanye's album. So if he didn't get a check, I'd be highly pissed, you know? So I don't blame Soulja Boy for feeling away. How dare you contact me, tell me to come down to where you're at. I get there, I put in the work, and I go to listen to the album, and there's no Soulja Boy. What the hell? So Soulja Boy's like, don't call me no more. Leave me the hell alone. And I believe that's the same thing he did to Chris Brown as well. So, but yet and still, he has Marilyn Manson's devil worshiping ass on the album, from what I heard. I haven't heard it yet, but I think he's on that song with the baby, but I might be wrong. Let's see here. Hamid says, Kanye is an agent of chaos, typical Gemini energy. That makes a lot of sense. I didn't even realize he was a Gemini. That makes sense. Thank you for the super chat. Little Eyed sent a 1999 sticker. She says, you are amazing. Thank you so much, sis. I appreciate you. Sonic Boom 324 sent 5 says, don't forget, this is the year anniversary of Hurricane Laura, and we still building back up. Yeah, Laura was last year, and that was a pretty bad hurricane as well. Yes. I think last year was when you guys had the two. Remember, that was the first time ever that there were twin hurricanes. I don't know if it was Laura, but remember, I forgot what the names of the twin hurricanes were. But in 2020, we had twin hurricanes that hit America. 2020 was a crazy year, man. It really was. Alex and Five says, thank you for everything you do. You keep me and my family aware of what's going on in the world. You are so welcome, and thank you so much for coming through. So that was Soulja Boy's response to Kanye. So now I wanted to go ahead and also just, you know, talk a little bit about Hurricane Ida. Make sure I have all my notes. Okay, yep. So with Hurricane Ida, it ended up hitting Louisiana. It's also affecting places like Mississippi. It basically took the same trajectory as Katrina. So I want to go ahead and play you guys this video here, this news clip. And right now, there's over 1 million people in that vicinity of where the hurricane hit that they have no power. They have no power whatsoever. And this is why I say that a lot of us need to really prep, make sure you have everything, especially when you're living in places where you're hit by hurricanes, earthquakes, floods. Hell, even in the Midwest, we deal with a lot of snow. You know, we get tornadoes here. So you just always want to make sure that you're prepared. If you can evacuate, please evacuate, because you have some people now that did not evacuate and they're stuck. Nobody's coming to rescue them. So if you're going to stay, make sure that you have things that can get you, you know, through that time, however long, you know, it takes before you can be rescued. So let me go ahead and play this news clip real quick here. Give me just a second.
In fact, we could really feel the power of Hurricane Ida as we rode out the storm throughout the night, and as did many here in the New Orleans area. Take a look at this building here. The wind so strong, it just crumbled this building to the ground, a building that was built of this red brick. We do know that this structure came crashing down on a vehicle. Fortunately, no one was hurt. And as people are dealing with this destruction, they're also having to deal with power outages. It was a storm that packed a punch, making landfall on the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina 16 years ago. But now that Hurricane Ida has passed through the state of Louisiana, we are seeing the catastrophic damage she left behind. This brick building in the business district crumbling to pieces, collapsing onto a parked car. This awning ripped from a brewery in the French Quarter. The destruction across New Orleans, widespread.
You know what? It was really bad. I mean, I've been here for 21 years, and this is... it felt different.
Lakeview resident Emilio Peralta is staying in a hotel to ride out the storm Saturday night, but even there, he was worried for his safety.
You felt the building shaking. I mean, it was really, really strong.
For visitors like Donna Adderley, who arrived in New Orleans to celebrate her birthday, this was not the weekend she expected. Staying in a Marriott along Canal Street when the winds picked up and the lights went out.
Then the winds got really heavy, started pushing back or what happened, and then it just got really dark, and then all the power went out.
Power crews arriving from across the country early Monday morning. They, along with first responders, now focused on rescue, cleanup, and rebuilding efforts. This, as many are counting their blessings, they made it through Hurricane Ida safely.
We survived another one.
And as we come back out live to this drone footage, you can see the destruction across New Orleans. Unfortunately, there has been one reported death in Ascension Parish, a person killed after that tree fell on their home. We can tell you that search and rescue efforts are now underway. The National Guard has been dispatched to the New Orleans area and across different areas of the state of Louisiana. We are going to continue to drive through this area and see just how bad this destruction is. As far as the power, well, when I spoke with officials with an electric company that arrived from out of state, they tell us that it will be several days before they can even assess the damage, and even longer to restore that power. For now, here in New Orleans, we're ready.
All right, so you guys just heard that. Let me come back on the screen. So it's going to be quite a recovery for a lot of people down there. One, waiting for the power to come back. You know, they said that they have put $14 billion into the levee system. So they're very happy that the levees, you know, they did not break. They were able to withstand, because this particular Hurricane Ida was more powerful than Katrina. When people forget that when Katrina hit, it was a Category 3. Because initially when Katrina was happening, I remember because we were leaving Atlanta, driving back up to South Carolina. We were meeting with my sister-in-law at the time to go give her kids, because they were going down to, they were coming from Miami, going to Minneapolis. And so we had the kids for, you know, the summer or whatever. And so we were driving there to go drop them off in Georgia. And then we got caught in the storm. But when Katrina hit, it was only a Category 3. So they kind of missed the big one. That's what everybody thought initially, because it didn't hit New Orleans direct on. It kind of veered. So the next morning, it was sunny, it was bright. Yeah, there was debris. It was, you know, kind of crazy, but it was okay. Then maybe about an hour later, all of a sudden they start getting word that one of the levees broke and you just saw water just pouring in. And I remember watching that, and I still, and you know, I wasn't living there, but I still get PTSD thinking about it and watching on the news. Like I said, I was pregnant at the time, so I was very emotional. It was near the end of my pregnancy, so I wasn't working. So the only thing I could do was stay at home all day and watch Katrina footage. I remember calling my husband at work and crying like, they're still on the roof. They've been on the roof for 2 days. That same family's on the roof. I was so emotional. It was crazy. And, you know, so it was a levee system that caused more of the damage, not necessarily Katrina. So this is what everybody was kind of, you know, keeping their fingers crossed for and holding their breath, that the $14 billion that they pumped into New Orleans to update the levee system, that it would hold. And it did. And so they've made their seawalls, I believe, for the levee now at like 30 feet, because the old levees was like 20 and the water just, you know, it went over it and it ended up knocking it down. But some conspiracy theorists say that the levees were bombed to save the French Quarter and drown the Lower Ninth Ward. So that's what some people say. Some people said they heard bombs around that time. You know, I would hope that nobody would be that evil to do something like that. But the more I've just learned about the world, the more aware I've become, nothing would surprise me. You know, nothing would surprise me. But I've always had an affinity for New Orleans. Just the culture and, you know, just the history. The history is just really powerful. It's a very powerful history, you know, with the French and the Africans and you know, the slaves, the free folks, the Creoles, the Cajuns. You know, it's just, it's a really dope history. And even when we were there last week, because I'm the type of person, if you're my Uber driver, you're also my tour guide. So I'm asking you like historical questions, you know, what parish is this? And when we were going out to like the swamps to go like on the fan boat rides and stuff like that, we had this really dope Uber driver, an older white gentleman. He was just breaking down so much stuff. And he was like, you know, the place I'm taking you to is Backwoods. It's Trump country. You're going to see a lot of Confederate flags and Trump flags. And I said, you know, it's the South. I lived in the South before. No big deal. But tell me more about New Orleans. I said, how come all these houses are these funny colors and everything looks so old? Like, I wanted to know more. And he was saying that certain parts of New Orleans is considered like it's historic. So they cannot rent. You can renovate the inside of your home, but they can't renovate the outside and they can only use certain paints. So if they wanted to switch the color, it has to be approved by the historical society. So like, that's why some of the houses are pink and purple and blue. And then they have to use a special type of paint. They can't use like modern paint, he was saying, because it can damage the wood. But that's if your home is declared historical. Not everybody's home is historical, but if you live in a historical home and it's deemed historical by the historical society, you can't do any type of upgrades to it. So I don't know, he was just breaking down. It just has like a really, really cool history. He was just breaking down a lot of stuff. And, a lot of it, he was saying too that you're also not going to find a lot of chains, like chain restaurants in New Orleans per se, because they more or less, they support more businesses, you know, self-employed businesses, restaurants. So you're not going to find a bunch of Walmarts and Popeyes and McDonald's on every corner and stuff like that. So yeah, it was just, you know, we learned a lot, you know, and I always love going down there. It also has a very cursed history. If you want to know about the dark side of New Orleans, I've done a lot of research on that. It has a very cursed history, everything from yellow fever. You know, y'all are stressing about COVID-19, honey. Research the yellow fever epidemic that hit New Orleans and killed basically damn near the entire population. You know, so you had that. The killing of the slaves. It's a very sordid history. You know, I've gotten a lot of like their ghost tours and stuff too. You know, they tell you like different things down there, but I just hope New Orleans bounces back. You know, I hope they eventually bounce back. I hope the recovery's not too long, you know, but it's sad. It's sad, but I feel like there's going to be more to come, more hurricanes, more crazy weather. So I would just say that if you guys are in an area that is prone to getting hit with hurricanes, crazy weather, or even like what happened in Texas this past winter. That was such a freak of nature. You know, look how many people were like stuck in their homes, freezing cold and, you know, going through it. So I think that we should learn instead of pointing fingers and making fun, because you have a lot of people in Cali laughing at people in Texas and vice versa. On the shade room, that was like, it caused like this huge drama. And I didn't understand that, because I'm like, why would you in California be laughing at people in Texas when y'all state is literally, y'all have no water and y'all are always on fire? No shade. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't understand. Like, I'm going to make fun of your state. That's what your state gets. It's just weird. I don't know. Social media is just weird. I just don't get that. You know, so I just think that we just need to learn from what everybody's going through, no matter, like, nobody's state is 100% safe. Just make sure you're prepared, you have enough food, you have enough water, you have generators, you have things that will carry you through. A lot of the shelves right now are emptying. I've talked about this on my previous podcast. The supply chain, once again, China, is just been severely affected again because they shut down a lot of ports. So you're going to have a lot of food items not being able to get here, or they're going to get here extremely late. So even as I'm going to the grocery store, if I'm going to like the malls, I'm noticing like a lot of stuff is just not there, you know. So just make sure to stock up, because in the words of Ned Stocks, are you prepared for the winter? It's going to be a dark winter. So just prepare, you guys. I've been on here for an hour and a half. This was an amazing stream. Thank you guys for joining me. I really appreciate it. Thank you to everybody who came through. Let me see. Let me read. I have another super chat here. Alex sent 20 says, hi, T. I would say who, but I know how you are. You don't believe I do not believe it's a hoax. I listened to an attorney speak on the matter yesterday, and she made very excellent points about a lot of things and bought receipts. Please research. Okay. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for the super chat, love. So yeah, there's so much going on. You guys take care of yourself. Be safe. I will do a green room episode tonight, so I got to go take this young man school shopping. So I'll probably do the green room episode maybe around 8 or 9. So if you're up, definitely come through. I would love to hear from you guys. Let me know your thoughts on R. Kelly and Aaliyah. So thank you for everybody who sent a super chat. I appreciate it. So you guys have a good rest of your day. Bye.